you coming? I left him at the copy machine 10 minutes ago, making copies of some of the stuff you have. The study of Ger Katan, which is on Tzuvos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna Ger Katan Matbil Noso Al Das Besdin." That we are mapil a Ger Katan Al Das Besdin. I have to define what that means. My Kamashal and Es Gemara Dischusulav Zachin Adam Shalav Afanos. This is just a generic kind of zachin. Hanina zachal adam shalafanav echal adam shalafanav. Now, ma'ad detema of kachan befkeren yichalei. The kaino lad evad bad befkeren yichalei. The mashbalan the hanin li gadol the tam tam yisera avakata and zchusula. So that sounds like it is connected to a zachal bechal adam. He had a chiddush here that is considered as chus because otherwise he would have said that a nachri is befkeren yichalei. Okay, so we'll have to define exactly what the nature of this zachin is. Is this really a kalatara kula zachin or a unique halacha to Ger Katan? What is it that Das Beis Din provides Bezdin adds, what would be absent without Das Bezdin, what does Das Bezdin do for us? Anywhere it says, Leib Sayele, Hagiris, Vashuya, Vashifa, Shinithu, Shivashakar, Vishnisharu, Chusim, Vilskim, Lashon, Yamecha, that's our Mishnah. So my love that Belino Das Bezdin. So what's that seer of Gioras Shiniskayer Khusami Pinos Gimoshanim? So isn't that a Gairus Al Das Bezdin? So don't you see from our Mishnah that there's an institution of Gir Katan Al Das Bezdin? What do you need Rafuna for? Well, Hakamaskin and Begir Shiniskayer Bada Vinos of Imel. No, there could be a difference. Maybe all you know from our Mishnah is that there's a notion of Ger Katan where Niskayru Banav Benos Avimo, the Nichol of my David Avuvod, but if the father is not converting together with the kids, so then you don't have the same level of Nichole, and that's why you need the Chiddush of Rav Huna. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi, first Rashi on the Gemara, Ger Katan, in Ein Lo Av, V'Imo Heviyasa L'Skayir. So what's the case of Ger Katan, Mabilan Asal Das Bezdin, Rufunas Meira? He doesn't have a father, and the mother is bringing him to be Megayir. Mabilan, Deilach Ager B'Lo Milu Tvila. Al Das Bezdin Shlosha Yubit Vilaso Kidin Kol Tvilas Ger Shetzvichem Gimel Behein Nasin Lo Av, and that Bezdin of three becomes his father. Arehu Ger Al Yedeya Namago B'Yayin Kasher. So Rashi sounds like there are two different flavors of Ger Katan. There is a Ger Katan Shevioso Aviv, where you don't need the Das Bezdin. And that's what seems to be alluded to in the Gemara. Now, it may only be a Dechia, but the Gemara says you can't prove from our Mishnah the Ger Katan, because maybe our Mishnah is only talking about Niskayer Banav Benos Avimo. So that's presumably where Rashi got his formulation from, that the prototypical Ger Katan, the easier type of Ger Katan, is where the father brings him. If the father doesn't bring him, then you have to come on to Das Bezdin. And then Rashi writes, Hey Nasin Lo Av. Now there is a different version of Rashi that's quoted in the Ritva. The Ritva Dibra Maskil Amr of Nachman Amr of Funa. And some of the Rishonim have the Girsa here, not just of Amr of Funa, but Amr of Nachman Amr of Funa. And some of the Rishonim have the Girsa of Goy Katan, as opposed to Ger Katan. But be that as it may, the Ritva here, when he quotes Rashi, is saying, "Haviyo also avid v'imo lebezdin legayro." That as opposed to our Rashi that says we're talking about there's no father and the mother bring him to Bezdin. Rashi says mother and father bring to Bezdin. Apa pishalonis gayru heim. Even though they're not being Megayer themselves. Afavi Shehu Eimbo Das Klam Abilin Asol Das Bezdin. So we are mother and father come to bring him to be Megayer, even if they're not Megayer along. If he doesn't have a das, he's a katan, and ein aviv ima mevil lebezdin, and they're not bringing him, parents are not bringing him, then aim up Bilan Aso. So that, we'll come back to this position, which we have indications of in other Rishonim a little bit later. But that's not the Rashi Lefaneinu, even though there is Boko Asa from Rashi. And Rashi here distinguishes between Av and Aim Ima have the Asal is Gaia to come on to Das Bezdin. The father brings his new Gaier. You don't have to come on to Das Bezdin. So if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes here, in the old the first Shita Mekubetzes, it's one of the first pieces in the Sugya Ger Katan. In the old print version, it's page 104, column 2. The piece begins Uberushe Rashi. So the Shita Mekubetzes there is the following. Manashach. Im imo niskaira imo lamali das bezdin. So what's this case of Rashi where father's not around and mother brings him to bezdin to be megayir? So if the mother's being megayir also, then why do you have to come on to das bezdin? So the dechina megemara lekaman begershin niskaira bana imo. So the Dechi and the next line of the Gemara is that you don't have to come out to Das Bezdin where a person is being begayer together with his sons. So what difference does it make whether the father is the one converting with the kids or the mother is converting with the kids? So it stands to reason that whatever it means that the kids are nigrar achar the father, the same should be true that the kids are nigrar achar the mother. The yoser, maybe even more. Maybe the kids are more nigrar achar the mother than achar the father. So if the mother is v'megayer, then just like you don't have to come out to das bezdin where havio ha'av, you shouldn't have to come out to das bezdin by havio ha'av. V'lodes gari imo, and if the mother is not converting, so why does that Rashi have to stress the mother's coming and there's no father? Even if there was a father, came into Einam Iskayrimo, being a Das Bezdin. So the Shita Mekubetzes is assuming Bidas Rashi, the critical point is not whether there's a father in the room or not, it's whether the father is being Mekayrimo with a kid. Because Rashi is presumably basing himself on that Dechi of the Gemara of Niskayriban of Menosavimo. But you don't have to come on to Das Bezdin where the father is converting together with the kids. So the Shita Mekubetzes says, if the father is converting with the kids, they're nigger achar out, so the same should be true if the mother is converting with the kids. If the mother's not converting with the kids, so even the father in the same situation also would have been nigger but of achar av, and you still need Das Bezdin. So why does Rashi say, in the Elo av, the imo have yasul iskayer? Should be the same. Whatever is true for the father should be true for the mother. Okay, that's the kasha that the Shita Mekubetzes asks. So the Shita says, "V'efshar de kol sheyesh lo av ve'aim u'mevinus al liskayer." So maybe not. Maybe when Rashi says "im ein lo av," it doesn't mean "im ein lo av ha megayer." It means "im ein lo av klal." The efshar. That as long as the parents are bringing to be megayir, afagav the ainam iskayir vimo, even if they're not converting, nichale b'mayid abdulei abvimo, the ainam sarf das bezdin. So maybe you don't need das bezdin as long as the parents are bringing him to the bezdin, even if they're not converting with him. Maybe that's enough of a nichale that the kid wants to follow what the parents think is in their best interest, what the parents want them to do. So that's the case. That's more than the Gemara's Nisgari Banu Benos Avimo. So the role of the father is not only, according to the Shita suggestion of the Rashi, not only if the father's converting with him, even if the father's not converting with him, maybe that is enough to create the Ratzon on the part of the kid, so you don't have to come on to Das Bezdin. Then the Shita would be suggesting that there's a difference between the father and the mother in that case. In a Hanami, if the mother's converting with the kid or the father's converting with the kid, you don't need to come into Das Bezdin. If the parent is not converting with the kid, so if it's the father bringing him, you don't have to come on to Das Bezdin. If it's the mother bringing him, you do have to come on to Das Bezdin. So that's still a little bit difficult to understand. If you look at the Rashba here, the Rashba assumes that Rashi is not dafka. There really, there isn't any difference between Hevio Imo or Hevio Aviv. Rashi says, Imelo Av Imo Hevio Yatzel Es Gayer. That sounds pretty explicit that there is a difference between the father and the mother. That if it's the mother bringing him, then you have to come on to Das Bezdin. He's assuming the case that Rashi talking about is where the mother is not converting. But in a Hanami, the din would be the same whether the father's bringing him and not converting or the mother's bringing him and not converting. In both of those situations, you need to come on to Das Bezdin. And the reason Rashi says, V'imo have the Asal Iskayer, is to emphasize that Bezdin doesn't go at recruiting children to be Megai. So Bezdin would only be Niskak to a case of Gir Katan if the legal guardian is the one bringing them to be Megai. Bezdin wouldn't go taking kids off the street to be Megai with them. So Rashi said, the point is, in Melo Av, the point is that the parents not be Megai with them. So the parents not be Megai, who's bringing them? So there's no one else. If the mother's not bringing them, Bezdin isn't going to look for kids on their own to be Megai.
On his own.
I'm sorry?
We have to assume that it's that somebody has to bring them. There's somebody who's a technical father, let's say a 12-year-old, technically is a cousin. That 12-year-old can decide that on his own to approach.
Okay. Nothing on. So some point out that this Rashba, the Rashba writes, that we're not Mechazer Achar Emach Sirin Lamov Lhapil Nachim Kitanim, that Rashba may be against a Ran. If you look at a Ran, Daftalad of an Alf Bedapay Arif, Dibra Maskal Ula Inyan, Dalad of an Alf Bedapay Arif in Subis, Dibra Maskal Ula Inyan. So Ran there has a line. Velo sheyu bezin mitzubin lachzor velamo es ha'ovik achav mi'atzmam. The bezin is not charged with going to recruit non-Jews to convert or non-Jewish children. Ella she'im ba'atinak mi'atzmam. But if the kid comes on his own, o she'viyotso imo, or if the mother brings him, o she'asu kein bezin mi'atzmam, or bezin decides on their own to be megayer this kid, mahani. The Ran is saying it's not that Bezdin is going to actively or is interested in recruiting, but should the case happen where they are Megayer a Ger Katan, even if they're Megayer Me'atzman, even if no one brings them, it still works. So that's questionable whether what the intent of the Rashba is. And the Rashba says that we're not Mechazer Achrein. Does that mean that it wouldn't work if we were to be? That if Bezdin were to take a Kata and Shelo Heviyaso Avvi Imo be Megayer them, the Gerus wouldn't be Chal? So the dark emotion of the Reis HaMeches here understands that that's the Shitas of Mordechai. He understands that the Mordechai holds that if a Bezdin were to be Megayer a kid without parental consent, then the Gerus would not be Chal. If you look at the Mordechai in Yevamos, Simin Mem, Mordechai writes, Matzati Kasev B'Shem Raviyah, Yevamos Simin Mem, B'Shem Raviyah, the Da'ayri Kigon Sha'amar Gairuni. We're talking about a case where the Katan comes to Bezdin and says, convert me. The Kamash Malan, Afa Gav De'elo Das, Shomelo. Even if the Katan, it's Katan, he doesn't have Das, we still help him. This chusulo, aval in ein rotze ein oger. But if he's not interested in converting, then he is not a ger. So the Dark Moshe seems to understand in that Mordechai that if Bezdin would hire a katan on their own without the without the consent or without the participation or the interest expressed by the katan, then the gerus wouldn't be good. Simcha Cook has an article on Ger Katan which is printed in the fifth volume of Netzach Yisrael, which was pamphlets put out by the defunct EJF. So he has an article in Chelek Hei, the last volume, that he points out that's not necessarily the Kavanah of Mordechai. Mordechai might just be saying that where the Ger Katan says explicitly that he has no interest in being Megayer, then they're the Gerson Michal. But if he says nothing and Beis Din takes him off the street and he doesn't protest, it's not Mucha from Mordechai that it wouldn't work. Maybe it would, even though the Darkei Moshe seems to understand that in that case it wouldn't work even if the Ger Katan does not protest. Be that as it may, coming back to our Rashi here of the distinction between Av and Eiv, even though the Rashba, again, the Ritva is a different Girsa, and the Rashi says Rashi's Labdafka, and there really isn't a distinction between Av and Eiv, but the Pachim Shana Rashi, if you put these Rashis together, it sounds like there is a distinction between where the mother brings the kid and where the father brings the kid. Again, Eilo Av, Imo Vyasalis Gayer, then Bez, Dinas, and Lo Av. It sounds very much like there is a distinction between where the father brings the kid to be Megayer and where the mother brings the kid to be Megayer. So if that's the case, what is the role of the father in this process, and why is it a fundamentally different process when a father brings a kid to be Megayer as opposed to a mother or a third party? So if you look at the Me'iri here, Dibra Maskel Goy Katan, Dibra Maskel Goy Katan, the Me'iri has the following line. Mabilin Osan al Dafbest in Kolomar. Sha'osam Habayim Ladairo, the people coming to be Megayer the kid, I mean the Bastin, Modian es Hadavar, sorry, Osam Habayim Ladairo, those who are bringing the kid to Bastin to have him converted, Modian es Hadavar LeBastin, so they inform Bastin of the case, Umegayrin Oso al Data. And the Beis Din is Megayer the kid al das Beis Din ki'ilu heim avosav shel zeh, as if the Beis Din are the fathers of this kid, shehei inyano maser lehem, where they are acting in his best interest, they are taking care of his affairs, kederech she'inyan ben Masilav, just as by a regular biological son, there are certain affairs that are the purview of his father. Lach nisa lebris, to give him a bris, to bring him into the covenant. Ule kedushas emuna, and to educate him philosophically. So just as the role of a father is to provide for the spiritual needs of his son, so Beis Din steps in to fill that role in place of the father. As I'm hearing, it sounds like it's a father that has certain bias for the spiritual needs, including the potential gerus of a son. So the way the Me'iri has it, that's only if the father is converting together with the son, so then the father can bring the son along and provide that necessary das for the gerus. And if the father is not converting with the son, so then Beis Din steps in place of the father and provides that das. Yeah.
It sounds like Meiri is saying that that would be why Beis Din steps in as Mila and would do Pidgin HaBen in the case where the father wouldn't do so. That this is something that Beis Din does on a regular basis. They step in to fill the religious role that the father is neglecting or is
that is true. That Beis Din, let's say for Mila, Beis Din would be responsible for doing it if the father is, Beis Din as a representative of Klal Yisrael, if the father is not available. That is true. So some Achronim explain that this authority, this power that a father has, is based on, if you look at the Or Sameach, he has a brief allusion to this, the Or Sameach in Hilchas Avadim Perichas Halacha Kaf, Hilchas Avadim Perichas Halacha Kaf. So some Achronim, including the Or Sameach, suggest that this authority is based on the right that a non-Jewish father has to sell his son as an eved. So that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Tes Halacha Beis of Hilchas Avadim. Avadim Perek Tes Halacha Beis. Eved Akona Eved Kanani Yisrael. O Min Ger Toshav. O Min Akim Shukavish Tachas Yadeinu. So if someone acquires an Eved Kanani from another Jew, or from a Ger Toshav, or from a local non-Jew, in a population that we rule, O Min Akim Yishar Umas, or from any of the other nations, Yesh lo limkor es atmo liYisrael eved, so he has the ability to sell himself as an eved kanani. Very eved kanani. B'chei mocher banav benosav, a non-Jew is allowed to sell his children. Shenamar mehem tiknu umimish b'chasam asher imachem asher holid baritzachem. B'kol echem me'ela harveik eved kanani l'chol davar. So any non-Jewish father has the right, the authority, to sell his children to be an Eved Kanani. So the Rosh Hashanah and others suggest that this ability, or the right that a non-Jewish father has to direct his son towards Geirus, is an extension of the fact that he has the right to sell his son into Abbas. In the Shira of David Cohen, the Rashi of Chevron and Ksubis, say for Mechtam with David. So the Mechtam with David, Kundris Gerakatan Simon Bays, Kundris Gerakatan Simon Bays, he points out that there's also mashmos like this from Rashi and Yavamas. Rashi and Yavamas Daf Memches Amin Aleph. Rashi and Yavamas Memches Amin Aleph. The Rashi there in one Lashon writes that a father is not able to, in the context of Geirus, give a mila to his son as a gadol, Bal Karcho, but he could be Megad, he could be Mal, his son as a Katan, Baal Karcha. Parenthetically, as far as the role of Bez Din, I just noticed today, I've never seen this before, that the Sridei Eish and Rav Shturbach both have brief references. Sridei Eish is Chelek Bei Simon Peches, Chelek Bei Simon Peches in the old edition of the Sridei Eish. And Rav Shturbach is Chubas Ben Haggah's Chelek Bei Simon Tav Kuftes, Chelek Bei Simon Tav Kuftes. He's Mitzayan of the Sridei Eish there. They both have brief suggestions that Gior Aldas Bezdin requires at least l'chachila that the Bezdin actually be matil the child before. That you have to have a gadol, or it's not clear if it has to be a member of the Bezdin or just a gadol who's the acting at the instruction of the Bezdin, actually be matil the kid in the mikvah. Because even if you have, let's say, a 9-year-old kid who's being a guy who jumped in the mikvah on his own, you still need to have Bezdin be matil the kid, because that's matbil and hadas Bezdin. So I'm not aware about it in that that I'm happy for that. Usually if the kid is not old enough to jump on their own, so then someone has to bring them in anyway. But I'm not aware of such a chumrah in practice. Rabbi Kahn there quotes Birkas Shmuel in Kiddushin, Birkas Shmuel Kiddushin 7 Tesvav, and he develops an idea on that basis that there are two components by Ger Katan. We'll talk about something related a little bit later. Two components by Ger Katan. In order to be Megayer in Katan, you need both to bring him into Kiddushas Yisrael. And also you need a certain level of das bayit. So bringing the person to Kedushas Yisrael, that's a role of Bezdin across the board. That's a role of Bezdin by a Gadol. You need a Bezdin to be Mathnis, summon a Kedushas Yisrael. That's what we discussed in the context of Yedias HaDayanim in the past, that the Bezdin is an active player, and the Bezdin is affecting the Geirus, according to that side, not that the Geirus affecting the Geirus per se Bezdin, but the Bezdin is affecting the Geirus. So the Bezdin is be Machnis, the Ger to Kedushas Yisrael. And that's true both by a Ger Katan and by a Ger Gadol, and that's a necessary role of Bezdin across the board. Where the Das Bezdin steps in, that's unique to Ger Katan, so that's the Das Bezdin providing a certain Das Bailu. Because you need, the Katan isn't a Bar Das, so he doesn't have the ability or the Das to decide this is what he wants to do. So that Das has to be provided by an outside party. So either that's provided by the father, or if the father's not there, or the father's not being the guy, so then that das bayit is provided by the Bezdin when the Bezdin oversees the Mila and the Tefila. And that's the position of the Nod Behuda that we referenced in the past in the Dagal Revava, that even those Rishonim hold that Bezdin is not Ma'akev for Mila and Tefila would agree that when it comes to Gir Katan, Bezdin would be Makiv, because the role of Bezdin for Gir Katan is indispensable. At least below Hevi Yoav, and maybe even by Hevi Yoav, as we'll have to see. Okay. Now, Rashi wrote over here, Aldas Bezdin, Shlosha Yubit Filaso, Kedin Kol Tfilas Ger, Shetzvichim Gimel, Behe Nasin Lo Av, Varehu Ger Al Yedayan Umagao B'Yayin Kasher. So once Bezdin is Megayer this kid, then Magao B'Yayin Kasher. So he doesn't create Stam Yayin. So what stands out about that line of Rashi? Right. If you wanted to define something Jewish, there are probably more impressive things that he could do that you would think of than not making Stam Yena. He can marry freely. Rashi sounds like he's being restrictive in terms of what the effect of the Gir Katan is. So it sounds like Rashi here is being nakis to machlokas among the Bali Tosfos as to whether Gir Katan, at least Gir Katan on Das Bezdin, operates min haTorah or only min Rabbanah. So that's what Tosfos is bothered by. You be here Dibur Maskil Abilin Asal Das Bezdin. The tema isn't Zechiyah Mitam Shlivas. Came in the Skusula of Anansadi the Avilei Shliach. The Hayach Zach in the Katan. Well, Lo Ein Shlichus the Katan. Number one. The other kasi akamu from mina hasin the kasi lasi lachlash lichos esay tchiyah midirabanan of becoming the lasi lachlash lichos afilat tchiyah midirabanu lasay. Number one, if it's chiyamid and shlichus, so that's only midrabana. And if he's an Afri, it doesn't even exist midrabana.
When we say
midrabana, we mean that this is only effective on a derabanan
situation?
Correct.
Okay.
And you're a Luri, Dachanami, Dizachal, Midrabana. Yeah, in a Hanami, we're talking about Zachin midrabana. I'm Tom, I'm skipping a little. Hechi Abagir Durabana, Meshirina Leib of Asisrael, the Kiddush of Kiddushin, Hamanatar, I'm happy to have such a situation where he's only, the Geirus is only affecting me, the Rabbana, but we treat him as a full Yisrael, with full Kedusha Yisrael, who can marry a Jew. How could that be? The Yishlomar, the Kasavar, command the Amar, the Yishar Rabba, the Yishkav, Yachacham, and Lachar, Dav, and Minotar, become Esay. So in a Hanami, the Geirus is only affecting me, the Rabbana, but Yishkav, Yachacham, and Lachar, Dav, and Minotar, become Esay, and therefore it has an effect, Minotar. So the mechanism is a Drabana mechanism, but the effect is felt even min ha-Torah. Okay, so that's Tosafot's position here, which seems to be where Rashi's coming from. And the actual gear cutting itself is only affecting Midrabanan, even though it could have the rights or ramifications through Yeshkop Yachlam Lakra Drabana Torah, the Kum. Tosafot and Sanhedrin takes a totally different approach. Tosafot in the beginning of Ben Sarimor, Samachas, Samu Beis, all the way on the bottom. The bottom of that one Tosafot, Dibur Maskul Katan. Sanhedrin, Samachas, Samu Beis, Dibur Maskul Katan. So there, Tosafot writes, Tosafot assumes that Gir Katan works min ha Torah. He's an Achri, and Ein Shlichus La'akum. So Tosafot assumes that Chiyos of Yadav Bam Kacha, so it's a Hit of Yadav Bam Kacha type of situation where everything happens at the same time. So, for all intents and purposes, at the time that the Zechiyah is going to take effect, we view him as being Jewish. Because if that wasn't the case, then how could you ever have, Geirus? Let me just read you that line. The nearer the Zechia, the Geirus, lo dami the Shara Zechia. The Masha Bez Mabilan of Sa'edim Zelchin Ba'avuro. So this is not a generic Zachin. According to Tosafot and Ksuvos, it sounds like this is a generic Zachin, regular Zachin, Shalabafanav, Dechala Torah Kula, which is why it's restrained or constrained by the fact that the Zachin is Mitam Shlichus and Shlichus is only Durabanan, and we have those problems. Tosafot and Sanhedrin assumes no. This is not a generic Zachin. Because here, it's not that someone else is acquiring something on behalf of the ger, it's that the ger himself is Zochav Asmu Begufo, Shinasa Ger Venechnef Takas Kanfei Ashkina. Doesn't like Martin Tzubis seem to treat this as a generic Zachin, as Tosfos? Haynu mishum de'im ha'isa chavaso lo haya lebezdin lehismatzei lehachnis gufo b'davash yesh lechova. So no, it's not a classic zachin. It doesn't operate with the same mechanism as regular zachin, because here, after all, it's the ger who's being zocha ba'atzmo. But bezdin wouldn't get involved if it wasn't an absolute schus. It must be that this Geirus is min ha-Torah, because what happened to Mamar Sina? Mamar Sina is the model of Geirus, And you're going to tell me that only the adults were Megari Min HaTorah and the children were Megari Min HaRabbanan? That can't be. So it must be that the Geirus is all Min HaTorah. The Tosfos seems to assume, by the way, Rabbi Chanan develops this in Kovetz Shir and Sim Lama Gimel. Tosfos seems to assume that there is an element of Zechia even by a regular Ger. And the fact that someone is Zocha v'atma b'gufo shenasa Ger v'nefnes achas kan v'yashkina, that's not limited to a Katan. So the role of Zocha may be more pronounced by a Katan, or you need the Bezin to provide or to establish that there is a tchus, but there is a notion of zechia by any heirs. And that's what Rabbi Chanan explains, that you need a bezdin to affect the chalos ageiros. It's not that a ger is megayer on his own bifnei bezdin. It's not that you need a bezdin to witness the geiros, but the bezdin is affecting the geiros. Rabbi Chanan points out, you don't get that impression from the Tosfos Amila Tavla Nidusa on Mem Hei Mem Beis. Right there, Tosfos writes that if you know that the woman's tovela, so it's keilu you have dayanim there. So the clue you don't have das bezdin for the chalos of geirus. Then Rabbi Chanan is bothered. So then how do you have geirus for katan without das? And that goes back to our discussion of yedias hadayanim. So that may require further analysis. But generally, we assume, like the Tosfos and Sanhedrin, that here katan is effective min ha-Torah. And the Mishnah Sagir points out that makes sense because we assume, in general, we don't assume la halacha that yesh koach l'chacham l'akar dar min ha-Torah b'kom esay. We only assume that yesh koach lakor v'shevi al tasa. So if we don't assume that yesh koach lakor v'kamasei, so then you have to say that ger katan is going to work min ha-Torah. If you want a marmakum for that, you can take a look at Tshuvas Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Yud, Simen Kuf Mem Dalet, Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Yud, Simen Kuf Mem Dalet. Then the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yosef, Higdilu Yichalon Menchos. So the Ger Katan becomes a Gadol, Yichalon Menchos. The Rashi says that this din of macha, that a ger katan could be mochiz, even where the katan was megayer together with his father, still yichol limchos v'lomar efshino lios gerim. So we've had enough. We can't be gerim. We don't want to be gerim. V'chozin l'suan. So they go back to their previous lifestyle. The Eilonu La'ancham Bebezdin, and we're not going to punish them. Afil Yadena Tekiva, even if we can. Then Kidesh Isha Misha Micha, Enos Rechagel, Yoski Sol Momer. And if he's Makadesh and Isha from the point of Machan An, she doesn't need a get. If we don't treat him as a Yisrael Momer, rather, you don't need a get at all. I'm sorry?
How many of you encounter someone who gives a katana?
Who says he was Makata someone who was Gotham?
Sorry, once he reaches, like, Gotham, okay, I don't know. At what point does he have to be Mochai?
No, he said, well, so that we'll talk about. But he's saying that if he's at the point of Machah, so let's say the point of Machah is the day he becomes Bar Mitzvah. So if he's Makadish a woman from that point on, that Kedushin is meaningless and doesn't require a get. That's what Rashi's saying. So he's Mochan is, so we'll talk about when you have to be Mochan, but let's say he has a stopwatch, and let's say he assumes Ne'es Le'es, so he's born, well. But whatever the point, whatever the point at which Mocha is operative, so he's only Rishon Bavli Yesha Matzamsem. So he is Matzamsem. He does a Mocha, and then the next day is Mekadesh Nisha. That kedushin does not require a get because he is not considered Jewish. Mashmos of Rashi is that that status change, that he's not considered Jewish, is Mikana Lahava. A little much most from that in Rashi, right? So you're right that so maybe you could have been Mekadesh Nisha before that because you're still a Katan, or maybe not. I mean, maybe the Macha doesn't have to be that second, but we'll talk about that. But so much most in Rashi, his change in status is only Mikana Lahava and Elam Afreya. Whoever is Mekadesh from this point on, is Eino Tzricha Get. So that's a question. The Chasam Sofer initially, Chasam Sofer in Tshuva, it's Yoredei Asim Reveshin and Gimel. Yoredei Asim Reveshin and Gimel, which is quoted in the Pesach Tshuva here, Sif Katan Ches. Pesach Tshuva was part of it. Sif Katan Ches. Again, Chasam Sofer is Yoredei Asim Reveshin and Gimel, quoted here in the Pesach Tshuva, Sif Katan Ches. So the initial question that the Chasam Sofer addresses is whether you say a bracha on gir katan. So you bring a katan to the mikvah, do you say a bracha? So initially the Chasam Sofer says, well, maybe it should be dependent on how macha works. Why? Because if macha is oker the geiras mafreya, if Mishidiyachalunfas means that it turns out that the person was never Jewish, so then the bracha would have been levatala. So how can you tell a Bezdin to say a bracha on this Gir Kata, knowing that there's a possibility of macha, which is going to render the bracha levatala lemafreya? Whereas, if, as there seems to be a mashmos in Rashi here, the macha only affects the Geiris Mikana Lava, so then there's no concern the bracha levatala. So that's the starting point where the Chasam Sofer begins. Maybe he would have said that. And the Chasam Sofer thinks, no, that even if you assume that the Geirus is Nekar L'mafreya, where there's Macha, nevertheless, the Beznik is still comfortably say a bracha over the Gir Katan. Why? So the Chasam Sofer says that it's really a unlikely possibility. It's an unlikely possibility that the kid is going to be Mocha. Not something that Bezdin needs to be Choshesh for. Just like you say a bracha for Afrashos, Trumos, and Maestros. Even though there's always a possibility that you could be Shalal Truma, and then it'll turn out that the Trumos weren't Trumos. So why are we concerned about the possibility of a bracha levatala every time your mafresh Trumos and Maestros, because you have the ability to be Shalal? So we're not concerned for such a unlikely scenario. The Chasam Sofer says the same thing is true by Macha. We're not concerned for what he views as an unlikely scenario. One second.
Okay. It's time, it doesn't seem to be an initial likelihood so much as, right, you can do that in any case. You can make a bracha and then just not do, like, not eat the food, not do the mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
So there, the issue is that you can take that, you know, and kind of scuttle that whole situation by, the whole point is, when you do that, it's completely in your control. Here, you make the bracha, but it's completely out of your hands, so you don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, I hear. And the Chacham Sofer comes from a different perspective, which is, this is a matter of likelihood, that you don't have to be choshesh for what he views as an unlikely situation. The Chacham Sofer himself thinks that, in principle, Macha actually is Opir L'Mafreya. He also thinks, as we're going to talk about probably next time, that Macha doesn't work Behebiyasa Av. But we'll come back to that. As far as the bracha is concerned, the Chacham Sofer thinks that you do say a bracha on Tfilas Ger Katan, and we're not concerned about the possibility that the katan is going to be mocha. There's a tshuva of the Shevet Alevi, Chelek Vav, Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph Os Beis. Chelek Vav, Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph Os Beis. So he quotes the Chasam Sofer, and he's bothered by the Chasam Sofer's Hanacha. The following. He says, you see from the Chasam Sofer's analysis, the way the Chasam Sofer frames the question, that the Chasam Sofer is assuming who says the bracha on Tfilas Ger Katan? The Beis Din. Maybe the Ger himself should say the bracha. The Chasam Sofer must be assuming that it's the Beis Din that says the bracha, because otherwise you shouldn't be concerned about bracha levatala. But if it's the Ger himself who's saying the bracha, so then if it turns out that he was Mocha and the Ger was his Nekra l'mafreya, so then he wasn't Jewish, and we don't have to be concerned about his bracha levatala. So it must be the Beis Din saying the bracha. But then Rav Elazar says, well, no, maybe even if it's the Ger saying the bracha, and he's not going to violate the Isser of Bracha Levatala, but we still have to be concerned about the Chil Shem Shemayim involved in having a meaningless bracha recited.
Sure. So was that the Shevet Halevi saying the Chasam Sofer meant that the Beis Din says?
Yeah.
Bracha, okay.
He said that's implicit in the Chasam Sofer's argument, and they said maybe it's not implicit. But Rav Elazar points out that there is a line in the Bali and Efesh L'Haravid which is explicit, that the Ravid says, this is the one Rishon who's on record about this question. And no one really discusses the bracha for Ger Katan, at least in the earlier sources, but there is a Ravid in Bali and Efesh who says that there is a bracha on Ger Katan. The bracha is recited by the Beis Din, and the bracha is recited over Lasiasa. So it's recited by the Beis Din, that we understand. And over L'Asiyasan, even though in general Birchas HaTefillah is recited L'Achar HaSiyasan, because it can't be recited over L'Asiyasan because the person's not Jewish yet. But over here, it's the Beis Din saying the bracha, so the Beis Din could recite it over L'Asiyasan. And the Shevet Levi is not sure what would the din be by Hevi or Av. Let's say the father is converting together with the kid, and then would you tell the father who's bringing the kid to say the bracha? The Rishaku is on the position that you shouldn't say bracha in Ger Katan at all. I think because of the Safi Brachas Lahakel consideration. My impression is that most Bati Din do say a bracha, and that the Bezin says a bracha. And that's the Chasam Sofer, and that seems to be what the Kesir Svarim say. And that's my impression. I know that Rav Schwartz in Chicago says a bracha on Ger Katan. And my impression is that that's the more standard practice among Bati Din. But over here, Rav Schachter says not to because of Safi Brachas Lahakel. There's a Marcheshes. The Marcheshes always says interesting things. So he wonders, very brief piece, he wonders, how could you have such a din, Amar Yosef, and Dili Chol Nimchos? So, if Geras Katan works on Das Bez Din, so where do you ever have that you can undo a Maisa Bez Din? Or that an affected party can unilaterally undo a Maisa Bez Din? As if the Geras was on the initiative of the Katan. So then maybe you could entertain what it means to be mocha. But if you had a Maisa Bez Din, so how could you have a macha to uproot the effect of a Maisa Bez Din? So Merchasha says, maybe this is Rav Yosef Lishitasa. Rav Yosef and Daf Mem Vav assumes that you don't need a Bez Din for Tvila, for Mila Tvila. That you need two people for Eidach and Amavisura, for Eidach and Darvashir Erva, but you don't need a Bez Din. And that emerges from the story of Menvav and Beis, in which Rav Yosef was involved. So maybe that's Rav Yosef Lishitasa. Rav Yosef holds that you don't need a Bez Din, ever. And then he assumes you wouldn't need a Bez Din for Katan either. Again, the Nodav Yehuda doesn't assume that. Nodav Yehuda assumes that everyone has to agree that you need a Bez Din for Ger Katan, even if you assume in general that you don't need a Bez Din Kufa for Mila Tefila, but everyone should agree by Ger Katan because it's not Bilan Sal Das Bez Din. Otherwise, what does it mean Al Das Bez Din? So the Marcheshes seems to be assuming that the way, that so the Al Das Bez Din is somehow minimized, and figure out what it means still. And then Rav Yosef, who says, Yichol Limchos, so he is, unless he's arguing on Rav Huna and assumes you don't need the Al-Das Bezin at all, even by Ger Katan. Not sure. You can take a look at that that piece in the Marcheshes. Okay, but how do we assume Lameisa? Before that, so I guess we're running out of time. We'll just frame what we'll analyze next time, which is as far as this din of macha. Number one, when is the point that macha can take effect? Number two, what constitutes macha? Number three, in what situation is macha effective? Does it work even be'avi or av? Does it only work if it's saldas be'ezim where the father didn't convert? Whether we pass in like Rav Yosef at all. So those are the issues we'll have to analyze as far as macha, and then we'll have to talk about how do we define what's considered as chus for the zachin l'adam shalav lefanav of Ger Katan. So that'll be our focus in the next Chabur Mitz Hashem, which is going to be Wednesday. I'm not going to give tomorrow. Shifting my schedule a little bit this week, but I plan to give it Wednesday and Thursday. Okay, and that'll be the end of probably the end of our Gevurah Shiur, and I'll move on to Ishus next week. The Bechina will be available after the last Chaburah, or somewhat soon after the last Chaburah. You can take it any time over the summer. The truth is, if you want to start doing Chazara on Geirus when we start Ishus, you can. Ishus is going to be a little bit less rooted. Kodos wise. So I'll give you my Makomas to look at, but if you wanted, if you want to spend the time to do Chazara and Geirus and just come to the Chaburus and listen, that should be fine. I may also ask of you to listen to a couple of Rabbi Willig's Isha's Chaburus online, just to be mashed in the lima, because I'm not sure if I'm going to get to everything. And then maybe I'd ask a question on that in the Vachina, just to see if you listen. I'm assuming that we'll go through the last week in June. How many of you will not be here that week?
It's funny not being here. I'm going to be here.
So I'm assuming that I'll go through the 29th, which is, I think, the last day of June 1. Is that right?
It's a Thursday.
Yeah? But I'll get on Thursday, so the 28th. Yeah. Right. So my plan is, we're going to aim for 6 chaburas on Ishas. If it makes any difference, I'm not going to be here on the 20th. So the week after next will probably be again Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And the week after that, it'll probably be back to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.